The Commission on Elections 2nd Division on Monday, January 17, junks the petition to cancel the certificate of candidacy of Bongbong Marcos. The petition to cancel Marcos's COC was filed by civic leaders represented by former Supreme Court spokesperson Ted Te. Te's group will appeal to the en banc. Te's group argues that when Marcos said in his COC he had not been meted the penalty of perpetual disqualification, he committed material representation, the sole ground of a petition to cancel his COC. The Second Division says, while such information was material, it was not false. Te's group argues, by conviction of failure to file income tax returns, Marcos was automatically perpetually disqualified from public office. This petition to cancel Marcos's COC is one among the three pending petitions against him. Two others for disqualification remain. In a statement, Marcos's spokesperson Vic Rodriguez says the petitioner's creativity is way too frivolous and unmeritorious to override the basic precepts of the Constitution. If Marcos's COC is cancelled on appeal and affirmed with finality, not only is he barred from running, another candidate cannot substitute for Marcos. A report from the Philippine Center for Investigative Journalism says Bongbong Marcos is more invested in meme wars and campaigning via political fan groups, community pages, and micro-influencers than spending for ads on Facebook. Jonathan Ong, an expert on disinformation networks in the region, gives this explanation for Marcos's zero ad spendings on Facebook. Marcos has long been accused of maintaining propaganda networks to push a revisionist version of his father's martial law history. Vice President Lenny Robredo, meanwhile, tops ad spending on Facebook among all presidential candidates. The report says Robredo spent 14.1 million pesos on Facebook from August 4, 2020, when the transparency tool was activated, until December 31, 2021. But the amount represents only 12% of her total spending on ads in traditional media from January to September 2021, which amounted to 120 million pesos. Robredo spokesperson Barry Gutierrez says the vice president has to maximize her online presence. Gutierrez says the ads were paid for by volunteers. Read the full report on Rappler's website.
Need more context, clarity, and perspective? Get the full picture with Rappler Plus. With exclusive content and events, you'll get an opportunity to discuss issues with reporters, experts, and featured guests, while helping Rappler continue its fearless journalism. Join now.
Preliminary data from the Philippine Statistics Authority reveals COVID-19 is the third leading cause of death in the country. But figures show a discrepancy between those written on death certificates and those reported by the health department. PSA figures show a total of 75,258 deaths were due to COVID-19 from January to October 2021, representing 12.5% of the total registered deaths during the period. For 2020, the PSA registered 27,967 deaths due to the coronavirus, or 4.9% of the total registered deaths during the entire year. That would mean at least 103,252 pandemic-related deaths based on PSA data. DOH, meanwhile, records 52,929 pandemic-related deaths as of Monday, January 17. The PSA notes the discrepancy, explaining that its figures were obtained from descriptions written on death certificates, while DOH figures were obtained through a surveillance system. In entertainment news, Korean entertainment giant HYBE releases the much-awaited fantasy webtoon of BTS titled Seven Fates Chaco on Saturday, January 15. Described as an urban fantasy series, Seven Fates Chaco is set in a city in the near future and tells the story of seven boys connected by their destiny. The story is inspired by the tiger hunters of South Korea's Joseon Dynasty. Aside from BTS, K-pop boy groups TXT and ENHYPEN will also be releasing their own webtoons soon. Seven Fates Chaco is available as a webcomic on Naver Webtoon and as a web novel on Wattpad. Meanwhile, Filipino social media influencer Sasa Girl makes history as the first openly queer calendar girl of White Castle Whiskey. Sasa Girl earlier foreshadowed her White Castle debut, posting her own version of the brand's 2022 calendar, saying, "It's us gays who go hard on drinks." Sasa Girl is known for her signature blush and hilarious takes on Filipino culture. White Castle Whiskey also broke tradition for their 2021 calendar when they chose YouTuber Ninong Rai as their first calendar boy. Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic flies out of Australia after a court upholds the government's decision to cancel his visa, capping days of drama over the country's COVID-19 entry rules and his unvaccinated status. The unanimous ruling by a 3-judge federal court bench dealt a final blow to Djokovic's hopes of raising a record 21st Grand Slam win at the Australian Open that starts on Monday, January 17. In a roller coaster ride, Djokovic was first detained by immigration authorities on January 6, ordered released by a court on January 10, and then detained on Saturday again pending Sunday's court hearing. In a statement, Djokovic says he is extremely disappointed but wishes the tournament well, while his family claims politics and other interests dominated the case. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke used his discretionary powers to cancel Djokovic's visa, which was granted despite Australia's requirements that all visitors be vaccinated. That exemption prompted widespread anger in Australia.